This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The Hlanganani Midday Show, and the time is 10 minutes till 11 o'clock. And igama lami nguNtombazi, intombi yaseGudunkomo, zwithu sidinana semaphisi. Ngihambi ke ngedwa, ngihamba no Princess G, our favorite radio bestie.
Of course.
And right now, we had a winner of the guest. The song challenge.
Hey, boo,
boo, boo, boo.
We're gonna be chatting with her right now. Actually.
Yeah, and she's gonna. And she did say, "Uguti, she is a peer helper." So, yabo sifuna ukwazi ukuthi for someone ofuna ukuba a peer helper, yabo olalele, lalelisisa, you know, make sure ukuthi indlebe kuthani. Mdonse ngendlebe. Umchazele kabanzi about being a peer helper. So, what does this mean to you? And also, what can you say you've learned in this journey of being a peer helper?
So peer helping for me was just me finding purpose, basically, more than anything, because I feel like, for me, I came from Joburg, and believe it or not, my Zulu was very shaky. So you come into this community of Zulu infuriated people, and they just don't understand when you keep speaking English, and it's just like you're struggling to fit in, but you're trying to make it work. And I ran past this post, and I was like, well, it's very hard to make friends, and I'm always in my room, so maybe I should find something that has purpose, something that I can get into, and I'm going to learn a lot of things, because even when you look at the things that you learn from peer helping, my facilitation skills, you learn how to be a good communicator, how to become an actual helper.
Wow.
So I just wanted to find purpose more than anything. And being a peer helper to me means everything. Anyone and everyone who's seen me work as a peer helper knows I am strict with my work. I want to get it done, and I want to get it done the right way. And if I can see which things are not going, you know, when you keep sending people, you're just like, I'm going to do it myself because I want to get it right, and I want to do it right.
So forecasting.
Yeah, that's just me.
Wow. Also, I've seen, because Nasera is like, there's like, I call him a peer helper, but it's just that our maning. And I've seen the work that they do, you know, organizing abo sisterhood programs. And then we would just sit there and discuss, what is it actually, what is it that is actually required from us as girls? Because you're not the one that I usually attend. They tell you, so
you should. I mean, I feel like your duty as a peer helper is to make a varsity experience for another student wholesome, because some girls don't have the opportunity to talk to people.
True.
And also, if they talk to the people, are they hearing the right things? So your duty as a peer helper is to basically feed them with the information that is not only going to be helpful but useful in the future. I learned something from Mrs. Mieni this year, and she was like, sometimes we hear information and we lose it because we don't use it now. So the most important thing is to hear information and bank it for the future, because you never know where you're going to need it. So that's what we do as peer helpers. We give out information, and it's up to you whether you bank it, you invest in it, it's on you. But our duty and purpose is that we want you to know things.
Wow.
That's beautiful. I remember I was also once a peer helper, actually.
Really?
Yes, I
was. Oh my gosh, you've got secrets. I don't know you
anymore. Oh my goodness. Don't start now with the drama. I was a peer helper in 2018, and I definitely will attest to what you're saying. It definitely is about serving and about purpose and using information and giving it out to students, and more or less just giving them support. Like you said, you might not have new friends, but with peer helpers, you can feel like you have a friend in them.
That's
as much
true.
As they're not psychologists.
Yeah.
But having that support can put you at ease. One thing I want to ask is, for someone who's listening right now, why should I join the peer helper program? Why would you say they should join?
So I would say, to a first year going into second year, I think people join peer helping just for the certificates, because there is, you know, to just pile the CV up. But also, it gives you so much experience and exposure. I've been a peer helper for, this is my second year as a peer helper, and I've gained so much exposure in it. When you take the peer helping program and you use it to your advantage, trust me, it does work for you. I have networked with people that I never thought I'd meet in my life. Wow. I've gotten to spaces where I never thought like I would get to myself. And just imagine an MUT student going to introduce a program to UCT students. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. But because I am a peer helper, I got those opportunities through peer helping. So it's about you having passion, not only just doing the duties or the things that are required, but go the extra mile. When you do get into the program, move an extra mile. If you're passionate about something, then it takes you somewhere.
Wow.
It definitely does take you somewhere. And like you said, when you leave varsity, you, unless you're lucky enough to still get umsebenzi while you're actually studying.
True.
But most of the time, you don't have experience. And as much as, we write that I don't have experience,
we lie about the experience.
But like, you actually need to look at the peer helper program as actually a work experience.
True, because you gain
the skills of being at work. So you can put that in your CV as Wuti, I did this and this and this. Because you learn so much. Interpersonal skills, leadership.
True.
And also, one thing, I'm a peer helpers from Lawa Nhlala now, Mina.
Yeah.
One thing they always do is make sure Wuti, of student counseling. Because I remember this one time, gang se kishin, and they're like, guys, there's student counseling, there's this, there's that. Make sure Wuti, whenever Udlula, I was like, because I had complaints, you know, Avela as a person, sometimes we are complaining about certain things. Because I once wrote an email, but unfortunately, Bang Pendula saying, yeah, right. So, for umuntu who's listening, asho ukuthi khona ngidlula kukho and kuningi, I feel like I need someone to talk to because ngiyazi ukuthi niyayiqhuqhuza nalento of going for student counseling. How can they access the student counseling?
So basically, student counseling, I think they send SMSs now every now and then that you should write to the email studentcounseling@mut.ac.za. Just your student number, your name, your phone number and your email address so they can get back to you. But if so, if you're not responded to in 48 hours, just walk into the offices. Yeah. Walk into the offices because you can imagine our office is very small.
Yeah.
Our office is very small. Not that we don't respond, but we are trying. If your situation is urgent, move to the offices. You will get the full attention that you need. I promise you and I guarantee you that. That office is such a safe space. So if you're not getting responded to, and also I feel like counseling is just not for umgogo. You could go to counseling for the healthiest reasons. Yeah. Just to understand how to finance yourself, how to spend your finances, how to structure your study timetable. You know, they do offer counseling on such things.
Wow.
It's not only when you have problems. You could just go there to just be on a healthy state.
Wow. I hope you guys are listening, Ubuti. It's not just for umgogo, but you can also go there for advices and as well on how to just manage your time and yabozindeka kanjalo. But yeah, man, thank you so much. And I hope guys nilalele. And I know Wuti lapho nilalele ulindeka. Sorry, my bad. Ekuluma telling you about how beneficial it is ukuba a peer helper. So make sure Wuti you send those applications or apply ukuba a peer helper because you need that experience.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.